concerned with not knowing what's going on. You know, we need planning certainty. We don't need anxiety or suspense or any of those sort of things. There's enough of that going on in the bush now with dry weather and people under the pump. You know, we don't need more of it, but I guess, be honest, no one's probably surprised these days.
Are there any immediate issues that you are working with the government on that you now fear uncertainty remains around those issues?
No, look, I mean, a lot of the ministers are only getting chiefs of staff in place. I've got two ministerials coming up this week. You know, obviously, the drought is going to be front and centre in a lot of people's mind. We're in uncharted territory. It's going to need a whole new set of policies in place to handle what's happening now to people. You know, we've still got the ongoing issue in the central west of the unsold fence issue. So at some stage, Bill Burns going to sit down and try and work that one out. And, you know, we've got upcoming potential changes to vegetation laws. So there's a lot going on. Our policy groupings are in place. Looking at them all last week, so we've got a chance to sort of reset and reinvigorate the policy sort of ag force with some new people and get on with the job.
Do you think the agricultural sector could be well positioned if a by-election was called, or do you think, again, the focus will be on the east coast of the state?
Honestly, I can't answer that, to be honest. You know, obviously, there'll be a lot in play if there's a by-election called, but it's far from me to say what's actually going to happen. You know, if we have a role to play, we'll have a role, but at the end of the day, it's all about policy and convincing politicians and also convincing voters that we have to, that good ag policy is good ag policy. Simple as that.
If the Katter Party holds the balance of power, are there key things that you think landholders and primary producers could expect to see off the table or back on the table?
Yeah, look, I mean, we had a discussion with Robbie and Shane Knuth post the election result, or election night, sorry, and you know, we discussed some issues around veg and barrier reef issues, some animal welfare stuff, and also they've got some pretty firm views on ethanol mandate, I know, so you know, it certainly could provide opportunity.
Is AgForce and AgForce's members hoping for a particular outcome with the current situation?
Look, to be honest, I don't think they've probably thought about it too much. It's only just happened over the weekend and there's a lot to play out, so I think people are probably focused on problems at home and what's happening at home, to be honest, and by the end of the week I guess we'll know what's going to happen.